Oh, what a difference a year makes. There was something special about the excitement of the warm weather and the hustle and bustle of the village, with all the new shops open for the first time since the winter had woken up. Or maybe it was the smell of the cinnamon and sugar coming out of Wicked Good Bakery every time someone opened the door. There was no denying that Raven Mortimer not only had a talent for alluromancy, which was the spiritual gift of being able to ask and receive for messages in dough, but for giving everyone who walked into her bakery a satisfied sweet tooth. Wicked Good Bakery was a great cover-up for Raven's gift and still be able to live amongst the mortals. That's the way it is with all the shops in Whispering Falls, Kentucky. I needed to grab some sweet treats for a dinner party I was hosting tonight, but the long line of customers Raven had me detour to the Gathering Grove tea shop. There was nothing like a great cup of coffee to jumpstart my day. Mr. Prince Charming, my fairy godcat, must have thought the same thing, because he stiffened his tail and pointed it towards the tea shop before he darted in that direction. "Good morning, sisters." I pinched a smile when I saw the Karima sisters huddled together at one of the cafe tables in front of the Gathering Grove tea shop. It was a little early for the sisters to be out, I thought, as I shuffled my feet a little faster, hoping to squeak by them. No such luck. The two gray-haired sisters jumped up from their seats, their matching red house dresses swooshed up and then down. "June Heel." Constance Karima waddled over to me before I could scurry into the tea shop.
"Just the person we wanted to see."
"Yes, just the person," Patience repeated with a sinister giggle.
"Yes, just the person," she repeated again like she always did.
It was their thing. Constance made the first words of conversation, and Patience repeated her. Or maybe it was just Patience's way of being seen outside as the more outgoing of the twins. Not to mention, Patience was shorter than the two, though not leaner. "Good to see you, too," I nodded, and tucked a strand of hair behind my ear. Mr. Prince Charming rubbed his body in and out between my ankles in a figure eight, assuring me everything was fine.
"We smell death."
Constance's chin lifted up, and she sniffed the air. That got my attention. The Karima sisters had the spiritual gift of ghost whispering, but it didn't end there. They were able to smell the ghost before the ghost knew it was going to be a ghost. I gulped and looked down at Mr. Prince Charming for more assurance than just the figure eight. He had nothing to give me. He sat down and drew his paw up to his mouth, giving it a good couple of licks. I was going to have to rely on my gift of intuition to test the air. I gulped again, closed my eyes, drew my hands together in a prayer pose, took a deep breath, then began turning side to side, getting air from all directions. The fresh air floated down and seeped into every corner of my body as I grounded into my inner self. A smile crossed my face as the joy of happiness swirled around me.
"Death,"
Patience whispered, bringing me out of my trance. Her green eyes snapped at me before she drew them down towards the ground, bending down to take a whiff of Mr. Prince Charming.
"Meow."
Mr. Prince Charming, my fairy godcat, batted at Patience, quickly making her pop back up to standing. "Oh, sisters." I put one hand on each of their backs and took a few steps towards the counter. I'd decided to go with my intuition. That's not death. That's life. Life of the winter falling away and Mother Nature waking the world up to a new season.
"That's life after death. That's what it is."
Constance nodded and grabbed Patience by the arm.
"Let's go, sister. June Heel isn't helping us. As it appears, she's not helping the community."
Constance reached over and picked up a flyer off the counter, shoving it in my chest before the two of them waddled off and out of the tea shop. I quickly glanced at the piece of paper. "Want to feel better? Are you having trouble sleeping? Trying to lose that extra weight, but no matter what you do, you just can't?" I read. "Try Life Choice Homeopathic today. Come by Crazy Crafty Chicks from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday." I looked up and got lost in thought. "Today is Monday," I whispered. My gut went into a spiral downslide and then into an upswing, causing me to get a little dizzy. I might not have a sense death was knocking on Whispering Falls, but I did wonder if this new homeopathic service was what had made my business slow down. "Making the sisters mad," Gerald Regula twirled the edge of his mustache with his thumb and finger with a curious look in his eye. "Oh my," I giggled, "who doesn't make the sisters mad?"
"You are a very wise one,"
Gerald winked and tapped his top hat.
"Your usual?"
"I'd like an extra shot of espresso." I gripped the paper and wadded it up in my fist. "Something tells me I'm going to need it." While I waited for Gerald to make my coffee, I walked over to the window and looked across the street at Crazy Crafty Chick. It was a fairly new shop, and owned by Leah Leroy,